Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
If you keep saying, oh, she's too masculine, what it means is you too feminine. If I got more balls than you, that's really a diss to you, not a diss to me.
What? What are you talking about?
If I go on one more date, if I have one more encounter with a man in his early 30s telling me that what he's looking for is a hustler, that he's looking for a queen to build an empire with, to be hustling for the next 5 years, I'm officially tapping out. Because what y'all don't get, I'm trying to have some babies and you want me out here working too and hustling.
Okay, ma'am, dating in your 30s. Yeah, I want you to hustle, ma'am. All that fairy tale shit and us just falling in love and me sitting you at home while you have babies, that's over with. You know, you had your chance to get that. You had plenty of opportunities to get that. Now you got to get on your grind and bring as much value as I bring, bitch. Yeah, I mean, no man of value should put a baby in you. You on the internet talking about dating and shit. Horrible dating option. You too animated. You seem nuts already. Horrible option to start a family with. Absolutely horrible. So yeah, you got to show and prove.
Babies, you want me out here working too and hustling? I'm officially tapping out because what y'all don't get is us girlies in our early 30s, we've been hustling. We fell victim to the girl boss shit.
Whoa, wait a minute. First and foremost, what the hell is a goddamn girly? You're a woman? Are you a girl?
You in your 30s still referring to you and your peers as girlies? Grow the fuck up.
Grow the fuck up.
Okay, let's see what this comment says. This comment, I think this is a dude. He says, why can't you work and be a mom too? Women are doing it every day. Why are you not normalizing this? Don't make any more women have working mom guilt, please. I mean, yeah, most women are going to have to work, point blank, period. Whether it's part-time or full-time, but most women are going to have to work.
Learn to love it because you'll have no choice.
You know what I think girly is? It's a word that women who have passed the wall utilized in order to try to act younger or posture themselves as younger because they've missed the time period where they were a valuable or the most valuable option. So to utilize this like younger terminology to place their age somewhere where it should not be, I think that's why they say that girly shit. But then above all, she said, victim of the girl boss shit. No, ma'am. You made an active decision for a decade to live that life.
I don't want to say a defense mechanism. But at some point, a lot of these women realized the guys I'm going after, it's not sticking. None of them are talking about marriage. None of them are talking about you, the woman I want to have kids with. I'm just ending up in situationship after situationship. So I think at an early age, probably sometimes even in their teens, 18, 19, 20, they're like, oh, I'm probably going to have to do this shit myself. So they fall into the girl boss shit because they've been failing miserably at dating. So they lean into careers and PhDs and all that. Those two things don't have anything to do with each other. There's plenty of women who have fancy degrees and fancy jobs and they got married to their husband after college. Or they got married to their high school sweetheart and she's a doctor. There are women out there like that. And she's actually submissive to her husband because she genuinely loves and desires her husband. And they're going to go through the ebbs and flows and all that, and relationships change. You're a loser in your dating life, and that don't got shit to do with girl bossing. They try to conflate the two, but they really don't have anything to do with each other. If you were a good woman who could make a relationship work with a man, you would have did it by now because you've been dating since you were 15.
No, I, you're right.
Inconsiderate prick! You're a prick!
Active decision for a decade to live that life. But now you want to be a girly who's looking for a soft life. Very interesting how that happens. You're not a victim of your decisions. You made decisions and they had consequences. Let's go.
And we was girl bossing for the last decade. We went to school. We started our businesses. We bought houses.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about you.
You could have did all that and been in a healthy, happy relationship. You could have bought a house. You could have started a business. All that.
I ain't forgot about that shit. Y'all niggas think I forgot. Nigga, I ain't forgot about none of that shit.
Most woes have terrible taste in men when it comes to character. Or let me put it like this. This is a better way to put it. Good character turns women off. If he's like clearly a good ass dude, it dries the pussy up. If there's no question that this is a really great human being, it dries the pussy up. Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. That's why they failed and been failing since 15. Because they're sexually attracted to men that they know are bad men and would make horrible husbands. They make great fuck buddies.
Most girls won't admit this, but for your sake, I will. I hate nice guys.
So I tried to hook up with this guy, right? And I just couldn't do it because he was just so sweet. Like, he was a really good person.
Any young girl who's marriage-minded, and I'm talking about from high school, man, sophomore, junior year in high school, any girl who's genuinely marriage-minded, look, she's not fucking with no dude who don't make it clear that he's marriage-minded, too. Like, you know? And like I say, girls know, man. They know. From 12, they know who the guy who gonna be a good husband and be a good boy, so to speak, and who the emotionally unavailable bad boy is. They know who's who. Don't never let them fucking trick you. So the point I'm making, since pretty much all girls know who's who, if a chick is marriage-minded, she's going to be married by 23. She's going to be married by 23 because she know who to fuck with, who not to fuck with, who to talk to, who just wants some pussy. They know.
We've been on our independent woman shit.
You know what that actually means? I went to school. You're in a shit ton of debt. I bought all these houses. That means that you are now firmly planted where you are. So it's an increased barrier to entry in order to become one with me and my castle and the things that I have built. And you've also aged within that process. So you're not in your prime anymore to be selected by some of these high quality options that are out there. But you've built all that up, reached mid-30s, realized that you're not happy, and now complaining about men who haven't earned as much as you have.
And... you talking to me about hustling another 5 years? My mans, I'm trying to have some babies.
My mans.
I'm trying to have some babies, and you want me out here working too and hustling?
You sound like a fucking rapper. My mans, you trying to have me out here hustling, yo? You got me fucked up, bro. You gotta be capping. Look, men of value don't take women like that serious. She done been to one too many rap concerts. She done got, you know, fucking trains ran on her. At one too many rap concerts. Men of value don't fuck with bitches who talk like this. Nobody knows the toxic side of women more than the highly desirable fuckboys. They've seen these women at their worst after they fuck them and don't call them back or whatever. Those dudes are super cautious to like settle down and who they pick to marry and all that. Because what I'm saying is, even if a fuckboy, a 30 to 40 year old fuckboy, get tired of being a fuckboy and it's like, you know what, I am actually ready to settle down. They're going to be super particular because they know how crazy and batshit just nuts you bitches are and how a lot of you bitches aren't worth it. They've seen it firsthand. So even the reformed fuckboy ain't going to pick a bitch like this because he done dealt with this 10,000 times over. And he learned his lesson.
I don't want to be that guy.
So if you want all these babies now, what are we doing here? So on one side of the coin, you say that, yeah, I was tricked into being a girl boss, but you want me to forgive you for you being tricked. This is like saying, hey, yo, listen, I was a simp. I was a simp, but I'm a victim of the culture that over-feminized me, that taught me to put women up on a pedestal. There's no victimhood within that. Either I learned how I should conduct myself as a man, or I did not learn how to conduct myself as a man. I am not a victim. Yeah, the culture might have told me something incorrect, but I am not a victim. Take accountability for something that you wanted to do. Oh, but wait, now that you're in your mid-30s, you don't want to work no more and create life.
These chicks been working since 17, and then at 33, they think some grown man about to come in and just sit them down. No, you've been working this long? They're not trying to downgrade lifestyles. So whatever lifestyle that is behind her in this video, she need a man. She wants a man. She's looking for a man who could easily maintain that current lifestyle with her not working anymore. With a kid. Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. Guys who are desirable, who are marriage-minded, are also going to be married by 25. So that's another thing. By the time you're a 30-year-old woman, and let's just say, you know, the percentage of men who are still desirable, still has options, and they got fucked over by their first wife, they don't stay on the dating market long if they're still marriage-minded after getting fucked over by the first wife. They're not going to stay on the market long because they're desirable and have options. You see what I'm saying? So this is the sucky part of dating after 30, ladies. The handsome, desirable, tall, et cetera, men who are still on the single date market, they're on the single date market for a reason. They're either fuckboys or they're just not marriage-minded and not looking for that. So women over 30 who are looking to get married and have kids, they're looking for a tall, handsome, damn fool. That's essentially, they're looking for a very specific type of dude. Not too desirable where he can hurry up and find out his worth and realize he's settling for her, but desirable enough to be able to kind of walk around with your head up still high. They're looking for that very specific type of fool to marry them and put a baby in them. And they know deep down inside, this motherfucker's a fool to do this with me because I ain't worth it. This woman on our screen right now knows she's not worth it to a high-value man. So her game plan is to try to trick one who's just not aware.
Go up to the main page of her profile. I see 167,000 followers. I'm like, whoa, did not expect that. That is a lot of people. I scrolled down a little bit and I saw a licensed psychotherapist. All right, remember she talked about those degrees.
167,000 is way too many followers on Instagram for any man to think that he's going to come into her life and he's ever going to be valued as much as those 167,000 followers. Oh, what? How can you even post this on? I'm not even going to click on that. When they said you should wax or shave your pubic hairs, they're going to wear a bathing suit. Oh, my gosh, that's cringe. Do they realize how much they're ruining their reputation? No man can take that home to his mom. Even a simp is like, okay, nah, I'm not dealing with this one. Like, even a beta simp is not disgracing his whole family by fucking with you.
She's a waste of fucking space, dude. She might be good to come down her throat, something like that. And after that, she's fucking in the dating market. She's done.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.